All right, let's start down south. Hurricane Helene. Jim Ryan is joining us. He's tracking the storm, a monster storm. Jim, where is it now?
Well, it's moving up into Georgia and into the Carolinas and causing a lot of trouble up there. It made landfall along the Big Bend region of Florida. If that sounds familiar, it's because a hurricane struck there last year. So this region, the Gulf Coast region, has had four hurricanes this year alone, four named storms that came through. The one that struck this morning there in Florida was the most powerful at a Category 4 in over 170 years. So this will be a really devastating storm. Once the sun is up, we'll be able to get some eyeball on the damage that was done, Susan.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the video of the storm surge and what it's left in parts of Florida that, I mean, is... it's so underwater, you can't even believe that it was ever above water, Jim.
Yeah, extreme storm surge. They were still dealing with the effects of last year's storm, Idalia, that came through very much in the same area, like 10 miles away from the point of landfall from last year's storm. And so, as you can imagine, a lot of the repairs had not yet been made from last year's storm, and here comes this one, inundating that entire area. The storm surge has been a major threat. The storm, as it moves up north, it's weakened down to tropical storm status from a Category 4. But it's spinning off tornadoes. It's thought that at least one of the fatalities, we've had three people die from this storm, two of the fatalities came from a tornado in Georgia, in South Georgia. One other person killed in Florida when a sign fell on the car. So three fatalities that we know about, all of them related to Hurricane Helene.
All right, we're going to be seeing a lot more damage when the sun comes up. But, you know, the areas of Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, very, very populated areas, all seem to be dealing with major flooding, too.
Yes, absolutely. Even though the point of landfall came hundreds of miles away from Tampa and Clearwater and South Pasadena, those areas were still feeling it because the storm, as it moved north along the coast, was spinning off extreme storm surge as it moved. And so it's not, this is not a case where the point of landfall is so crucial. It's all the damage that's been done along the way.
And still, again, waiting to really see the extent of that as we wait for the sun to come up. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Jim Ryan is with us talking about the impact of Hurricane Helene. And